Hello, and welcome to the very latest episode of Oxcast.
Yes, new year, new Oxcast, indeed. That's we are bringing you what to do in your new year.
Quite correct.
Bit of a sullen time of year, I often think, actually. Look, not a lot of people want to go out, not a lot of people want to do things, they're all feeling hungover, you know. But, yeah, we have the alternatives. We have what you can do to bust out of that New Year's blues and hit January in the face like a pugilist, perhaps?
Yes, that's one way of looking at it. Did you do anything good over Christmas? Did you see any good shows?
I did, actually, yes. I saw a fantastic production of Cinderella, which I never thought I would say again, but I genuinely did.
Was that in Oxford?
It was not, unfortunately. No, it was in London. On the other hand, if I wanted to go to something like that, some sort of pantomimey thing in Oxford, where would I go?
Well, you could do a lot worse than go to see a pantomime. You could go and see one at the Oxford Playhouse. Mm-hmm. You're talking Cinderella reminded me of a production of Cinderella I saw at the Playhouse last year. It was Matthew Bourne, who is a relatively famous modern dance choreographer. Mm-hmm. It was his production set in the Blitz, which was...
Wow, that sounds bizarre.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. And it had a whole train on the set at the end of it. Or most of it.
Me.
It was really good.
That's pretty impressive. Well, what's this one that we've got now at the Playhouse then?
Well, we've got the Playhouse still running. You still have chance to get your pantomime fix in. Can you guess? It's Dick Whittington. It has received an awful lot of praise. Mm-hmm. The pictures look fantastic.
They do.
We have a very good review of it on the site. Mm-hmm. Very, very keen reviewer. It is, as you might imagine, the story of Dick Whittington going to seek his fortune, becoming mayor of London.
Not the Lair of London.
Not the Lair of London. No, that's Boris Johnson. And his very friendly cat. The cat apparently is a real feature of the show. The cat is played by an aerial dancer, an acrobat.
Wow.
Who was one of the Mary Poppinses in the Olympics.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. There we go. So that's one thing. Is that the only pantomime on offer?
No, you can also see, and you have until the 20th of January to see this, you can see Jack of the Beanstalk at the Mill Arts Centre in Banbury.
Ah, good. So that's a nice alternative.
And that's a community production, so...
Oh, good. So something sort of involving local people.
You would hope so. So if you know anyone in Banbury, maybe they're in it.
Yeah.
Go and support them.
Throw tomatoes, you know, whichever you prefer.
And if you wanted something, shall we say, more unusual than Dick Whittington involving an aerial cat...
Indeed. What could be more unusual? Well, I have something for you. It's also at the Oxford Playhouse, and it is called Alice. And it is a new, darker adaptation of Alice in Wonderland, which is set in the imagination of a modern, grief-stricken teenager. So, you know, the white rabbit is transformed into a sort of hoodie-wearing youth, that sort of thing. You know, all very modern, contemporary, clever. Another feature of this production is that all of the cast are young actors. They're all 25 or younger. And the theatre group is also a charity that helps young dramatic talents break into the business.
Sounds a very good idea.
Yeah, it is. It also sounds a little bit earnest, I realise, having said that. But this show has had absolutely fantastic reviews. So you don't go and see them because they're a charity. That is a nice optional extra. Go and see them because, by all counts, they are doing an absolutely great show. It's been called Brilliantly Performed... and a must-see. And that's on Wednesday, tonight only, at the Playhouse.
So go and see it while you can.
Go and see it right now. Yes, stop listening. No, finish listening to the podcast first,
you
then
have
go and see it. Yeah,
you have time to listen to the rest of this. I promise it will only be another 5 minutes. That reminds me of seeing a very, very good thing, the New Theatre, which was a production, it was a co-production between Flawless, who were a street dance troupe, again, very young people, and young people in the International Ballet, and it was a fantastic story, and it's one of the features on the website that's trended highest. It got the most shares and what have you.
Oh,
all the social media things were buzzing from our review of it, which was very, very good.
We really do get some fantastic companies coming through Oxford, don't we?
We're really lucky, yeah.
Cool. What else is there to do this weekend, Sam?
This weekend, there is a treat in store for classical music fans. It's a coffee concert, which are regular coffee concerts. You can find all the details on our website. This is the Angle Piano Trio, and they will be playing the whole of Brahms' First Piano Trio, and that will be in the Holywell Music Room.
Oh, lovely.
It's a very rare opportunity to hear the whole piece and hear the whole piece performed live, and that's this Sunday at 11:15.
Oh, there we go, then. If you can't quite handle Alice, you know, pop along at 11 o'clock, and you can have a nice bit of Brahms instead. Of course, if you fancy something a little bit more exciting still, and still not quite up to the 21st century, but getting there, there is something on in the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot this weekend for you. It's a charity concert on Saturday night, and it's an 18-piece swing band. So they'll be having, they have a jazz element as well, they have a jazz pianist as well, and they will be playing popular music from the Glenn Miller era.
And most people, I think, will know at least some.
Oh yeah, absolutely. In the mood, of course, is the famous one, but there's lots of other great, you know, not quite sing-along perhaps, but dance-along classics. And it'll all be presented by BBC Oxford's Bill Reynolds, who is something of an Oxfordshire institution. But anyway, all the money is going to go to Oxfordshire charities Helen and Douglas House and Emmaus. So why not head along?
I think about it, Emmaus.
Oh, Emmaus. Well,
and I can strongly recommend, if you need any furniture in Oxford, go to the North Bay Estate, what used to be called the Secondhand Superstore. It still is the Secondhand Superstore. Wonderful thing, place, warehouse full of furniture, very reasonably priced, and a lot of renovated furniture, all of which have been renovated by people who are staying at and being careful by Emmaus. It's really good. It's really good cause, and there's really good furniture if you need.
Fantastic. That's really good. Yeah, so hand-restored furniture.
Yeah, and just, you know, good solid furniture that you can't buy in the shops really anymore.
At knockdown prices.
At very reasonable prices, yeah. They'll even deliver and also pick up your own furniture. If you have spare furniture, ring Emmaus. They're likely to come and collect it from you without, don't go to the tip. If it's in good condition and it's, you know, a good thing to have, it's a whole thing, legs missing, they'll take it. What could you not like about that?
There we go.
There's no answer to that question.
We don't do ads in the podcast, but if we did, we would have just done one for Emmaus. So that sounds fantastic.
Very worthy. Moving swiftly on, there is a very good exhibition on this week at Oxford's Museum of the History of Science, which is in fact the oldest museum in the world.
No.
Yes.
You're joking. Seriously.
Yeah, it was the original location of the Ashmolean. So the Ashmolean collections were stored there until the Ashmolean was built in its many and varied styles.
Yes.
Now obviously completely updated on the inside. So it's a very, very old museum. And
so in other words, it is the oldest place that has been a museum continuously. It has
but it kind
a
of
multitude
the collections kind of merged and then it kind of overspilled into the Ashmolean. So it's not like it was the Ashmolean one day, I believe, and then became MHS the next. It was kind of a continuous run. So,
okay, fair enough.
A lot of history there. As you would hope in a museum.
Probably
the world's biggest collection of astrolabes. You don't know what an astrolabe was. Very important to early astronomers.
Yeah,
fascinating. It's like looking at a clock, just scaled up to the size of the universe. And yeah, really cool convexity.
All little clever little things popping out to show you the movement of the planets and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, they're so beautiful, yeah.
And they even do days where you can learn how one works.
Yes, and as
you would need at least a day.
Well, exactly, yes. Play with an astrolabe. They were fairly complicated. But nonetheless, they do not have, I understand, their astrolabe's centre feature at the moment. What is it instead?
They have an exhibition called Fancy Names and Fun Toys, and this takes you through the varied and interesting history of optical illusions.
Ah.
So this is stuff from the Victorian era, really, when the very first sort of attempts at playing with light and light sources were able to be directed and controlled. Before the moving theatre, it was kind of the early kind of magic lanterns and that sort of era of device. And it takes you through the sort of whole landscape of all of these different devices. And it was the decades before the invention of the cinema itself.
Brilliant.
I love moving lanterns, magic lanterns.
I know, they're so clever, aren't they? Like those little things you used to make in DT, where you cut slits in the side of a cylinder and you see a little running man. In my case, it was a little stabbing man. I was quite a violent child.
You wouldn't know now. You've come good, Alvin. Thank you for stabbing me.
Yes.
The question is, of course, what can you see in a phantasmoscope? I'm definitely going to go and find out.
Phantasmoscope? Well, you have a limited time to find out, because I believe
the exhibition ends this Sunday.
Oh, there we go. Run along. There we go. Lots of things to do. Break out of the house, because it's your last chance to see a few things. And go and enjoy.
Absolutely. We have been Daily Information. I have been Patrick Bell.
You have been Alwyn Collinson.
And you can contact us, as ever, through our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk, info@dailyinfo.co.uk, Twitter @dailyinfooxford, Facebook dailyinfo.oxford, any other social network, email us, we'll join it. Have a lovely week.